There we go. Second half underway. North Oldham gets the kick. Going to be caught by, I can't see, is that Perry? He's got a seam. He gets it around to the left side. He's got a seam. Gets it up to about the 36, 37-yard line before he's met. Well, he almost broke that one. He had a nice little wedge in front of him. They broke a little seam open. He hit it, and somebody just shed a block finally and was able to step in front of him and getting stopped. But a nice return. He caught that ball right about the maybe the 5-yard line. It's hard to tell. Gets it up to about the 39-yard line, it looks like. Yeah, good field position to start the second half for the Rockets. Michael Perry, he had his chance on the punt in the first half, and he let it bounce. So I know he was just itching to get that ball.
Absolutely.
And get the wheels rolling.
I'm going to call it. He's going to break one this half and get him a score.
Drain gets a snap. Drop back.
Takes a 3-step drop. Had a man up the seam. Wide open.
Brandon Davis. That was right six all the way if he hits him with that speed.
Absolutely. That North Oldham, I couldn't tell whether it was the safety bit on, I don't know if he was watching the quarterback's eyes or what, but looked like Drain looked off a receiver and then had the seam route wide open. Just overthrew it just a little bit. So
love
bring up secondary.
Yeah, I love the play call right there. I love coming out aggressive.
Love it. Love the
aggression. They're going for that big
come
play.
Out and throw it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Strap things up here. Let's go. I like it. I agree with you there. Drain sends Perry in motion. He cuts inside. Drain takes a handoff. It's a zone read option play. He fakes the handoff to Perry up the middle and bounces it out to the left. Gets a nice little gain there. Runs it up maybe about 7, possibly 8 yards. I tell you what, Drain is getting very good also. We talked about how he's becoming a more complete passer and able to throw across his body and running when the pocket collapses or whether it's a design rollout. He's getting very good at tucking that ball and just, I mean, hitting that second gear north-south and getting upfield. And getting some big chunks of yards. So that's going to bring up third down and about 3. Drain sends a man in motion. He's got Manica behind. Hands it off to Manica up the middle. That's going to be a first down by about a yard. About a 3 or 4 yard carry on 3rd and 2. Should be enough to move the first downs. It absolutely is. So that makes it first down up to about the 49-yard line there across the 50 into North Oldham territory. And it's kind of been, you know, the name of the game. We've spent a lot of time in the opponent's territory, you know, across the 50.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, whether we've had a long field in front of us or, you know, been blessed with a short field, it didn't take us long to get over the 50 and get things moving. Drain gets a snap. They're going to be an option right. He pitches it over. He's got a man. He pitches it to the right. He's got Brandon Davis, I believe. And Davis kicks it into another gear and just leaves people. I couldn't tell if it was Davis or Catlett.
It was Davis.
It was Brandon Davis.
Well, it was a great thing. And again, you give credit, of course. You're going to talk about the athlete. You're going to talk about Brandon Davis getting the positive yardage right there, getting the big play, 25 yards on the game. But, again, you go back to Tyler Drain. He had the defense coming right at him, and he pitched it just at the right time.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was just perfect.
Beautiful.
He couldn't call that any better. And then his guy gets on the outside and shows the athleticism.
Ran that option to perfection, like you said. But a big reason for that is because, like we talked about, he's becoming so good at tucking that ball and running up the middle or running off tackle. The defense has to key in on him and have to come at him. So here we go. We've got a snap. Drain fakes the handoff, turns around, looks, he's passing downfield. He's got a man open, but a little bit overthrown, incomplete. Had two guys down there, I believe. He was aiming for, was that Manica?
Michael Perry.
Was that Perry?
Yeah, Michael Perry.
Get those
was out there.
Pink socks. I keep getting them mixed up. I'm going to start bringing different pairs, colors of socks for every single player so I can have a color coordinated chart to know exactly who's who. I can't see numbers.
Talk to Coach Chipley after the game.
Yeah, well, we're going to work something out. We can come up with all kinds of colors. So on the incomplete pass, the ball is still marked at the 24. It's second down and 10. Rockets are moving in North Oldham territory. Drain is in a pistol formation, one back behind him, 3 wide receivers all to the left of him. Gets the snap, hands it off to Manica, who was met by, I'm going to say, about 15 different North Oldham. Obviously, it wasn't 15 North Oldham defenders. It just looked like that because it was just a green wall that swallowed him up.
Great play by the defense. I don't have the number. It was number 54. I don't have that on my roster for North Oldham, but he got right in there and met Manica. You won't see that happen too often. Normally, he's going to get some positive yardage even after the hit.
Even a bruiser like him kind of running through 8 guys.
Yeah,
that was basically the whole defense ending on that. Offensive line didn't do a very good job on that. I might have to call them out, unfortunately. They played great all night, so I expect them to get that fixed. And Drain gets the pitch, or gets the snap, turns around, pitches it. He's got Manica on a deep pitch to the left. Manica just running through tackles. Fumbled the ball. I believe he may have got it back. That was Manica on the pitch. Like I said, Drain gets it. turns to his right. Tyler Green turns to his right. I guess it was a design play. Turned to his right, nobody's there, and then he does a full turn and goes all the way around to the left, pitches it and finds Manica on a toss sweep. Manica was able to get the corner. He was met at about the line of scrimmage, but able to use those powerful legs and run through some arm tackles and pick up a few positive yards. Gonna bring it up. It's gonna be short of a first down. I think fourth and three. They're gonna go for it. That's looking like a long three. Fourth and three though. We'll call it, Drain with Manica behind him. Two wide receivers split out. And we've got a false start. So kind of a false start on Shelby County. That's going to march it back 5 yards to the 22. Now you're looking at a 39-yard field goal attempt if they do. And here comes number 89, Josh Edwards, the junior kicker.
If there was one thing in the first half that if you're Coach Shipley, you've got to curtail, it's the penalties. They had 6 penalties in the first half. There you go from 4th and 3 where you've got a good chance at getting the first
right.
down. Now you're 4th and 8. You have to kick it. Looks like, what do we got here? 22.
Should be. If it's on the 22, should be about a 39-yard attempt. It's actually closer to 40. That ball's going to be snapped and be put down right at the 40. Good snap. Kick is up plenty of distance. That would have been good from 60.
Yes.
That ball was just drilled and right down the pipes. That's a field goal. Nice 40-yard field goal by Josh Edwards to put the Rockets up 17-0 with 8:18 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout and be right back here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio. Rockets lead 17-0.
Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
And welcome back in. Just in time for the kickoff from Edwards after his long field goal. Kick is taken down at the 3-yard line. North Eldon gets the block. He's up the middle, bounces it out to the left, gets another block, gets it up to about the 36-yard line on the return there. Pretty nice little return. The only thing that hasn't been extremely crisp for the Rockets really tonight is special teams on kickoffs. It appears that, you know, some of the guys seem to be getting out of their lanes. I don't know whether they think somebody else is just going to make the tackle or they're just kind of having just a mental breakdown, you know, momentary lapse of concentration. I mean, it happens. They are human. But, special teams have given up pretty good kick returns for North Oldham so far tonight, so.
John Reitenauer on that carry, and you're right, the special teams have to improve.
And we've got a quick snap. North Oldham gets up there in their bunch formation, gets a quick snap. Runs the ball off to the left-hand side. I couldn't tell if it was a quarterback keeper or not. I looked away for a split second and looked up, and they're running around to the left. Got a pretty good game. Going to bring up second down, but not much. Second and maybe a yard, not even a yard probably. They've got 1st and 10 on the board, but I see 2nd down. Second and a little bit less than 1, we'll call it. No, they did. They marked it and gave them a 1st down. So it's going to be 1st and 10 all the way up to the 47-yard line. 7:44 to go. Rockets lead 17-0 over the Mustangs. North Oldham comes to the line. He gets the snap, hands it off, and it's a run up the middle, and it's another nice chunk of yardage, about a 10-yard, 11-yard run. I believe that's going to be another 1st down.
You got the big fullback again, Wes Johnson. It seems like they've gotten the most out of him. They've gotten some good positive yardage several times that he's carried the ball tonight. Right up the middle, he's not doing anything fancy. Just get it and go north to south, kind of like reminiscent of Malik Manica.
Exactly. And then T.C. Faulkner, the quarterback, has done a pretty good job of getting his guys up there, and he's getting the handoffs, you know, nice and crisp. He's tucking it. He's pushing it right into the gut. There's another good handoff. You know, he's not having any problems exchanging the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Gets that handoff, runs off to the left side. Goes through that A-hole again, the right between that guard and center on the left side. It's been open a few times tonight, which is kind of surprising, you know, with the guys like Orsoto and Mack on that defensive line. I mean, those guys usually hold it down. They've done a pretty good job tonight, but there's been a few nice little holes there for the Mustangs to run through. Just like that, he picked up another about 6 yards, going to bring up 2nd. We'll call it 7 yards, 2nd and 3. They're all the way over on the 35. They're in Shelby County territory on the 35. And they are moving the ball. Faulkner comes up. He's got two backs behind him, sitting in a pro set formation. Snaps the ball, turns around. He's got a tight end, looks like, or a flanker that came around on a reverse. faked a handoff to a fullback and had a I couldn't tell if it was a flanker or a tight end that came up, comes around and runs behind the quarterback and gets the handoff, runs around to the left side, picks up maybe a yard. Let's see where they're marking that. Good defensive collapse over there on the left side of the field for the Rockets.
This is third and one.
Yeah, they did get about 2 yards. Going to make a third down and one. Ball resting on the 32-yard line. 6 minutes, right at 6 minutes to go. North Oldham better get in a hurry. I mean, they are down 3 scores, 17 to nothing. Faulkner up under center, gets the snap, hands it off to his tailback that's on the left side of him. Almost was taken down for about a loss of two, but he was able to come out, squeeze out of that little scrum there and bounce it outside a little bit to the left. And was able to pick up a couple yards, and it was a couple yards that he needed because they got him a first down. They're moving the chains. North Oldham is, again, we've been here before. We've, you know, maybe deja vu here in a minute. They've moved the ball. They get the first down. They get down in here near the red zone, and we'll see what happens. I mean, they've come up empty so far all night. So it's time for that Shelby County defense to step up and stop playing games and go ahead and, like I said it earlier, they crush dreams of all men sometimes.
Do.
So we'll see if that defense can hold true and get something going here and get them stopped. Faulkner takes the snap. He drops back. He did get the handoff up the middle. Okay, I thought he faked it, but got a handoff up the middle to the first back through, right up the middle, and gets maybe a couple yards, 2-3 yards.
We haven't called Drew Mack's name a whole lot tonight, but he met him at the line of scrimmage in good defensive effort. Stopping 3 yards, they're going to give him on the carry. They have got, again, we can't talk about this enough. They've got to score, put some points on the board right here. I mean, they're doing a good job. I mean, they're staying in this game. I know it's 17-0, but they're still in this game.
Right. You get the feel that the game's not really over yet.
Offside zone. Number, looked like one of the receivers out to the left over there.
False start. I believe they're going to have the false start before we got
false start. False start, my bad.
We had a guy jump, but
number 33, I think.
Couldn't tell who they called it on. False start on the Mustangs, however. Going to march them back. That's going to make it second down and, let's see, it was second and 2 or 3, so we'll call it second and 7. Going to take it back down to the 29-yard line.
Actually, second and 12, it was second and 7.
Yeah, it was second and 7 already. So second and 12, Faulkner gets it, pitches to the left, back, does break a tackle or two, and gets up to the left edge over near the sideline by the rest of the Mustang team. He's forced out of bounds or forced down and forced out of bounds over at about, let's see, I can't tell where they're marking that at.
25.
That's the 25-yard line. So he did pick up a few. It's going to make it third down and 8.
Well, you're 4-down territory right here. So you got to, but you don't need it all on this play. I mean, you'd like to, but you need to get just in a good 4th down position.
Right.
And not, you don't want to go 4th and long.
Exactly. If you can get 4 or 5 yards, I think they'll look all right here. Faulkner takes the handoff, turns to his left, hands it off to the guy cutting up the middle. And he bounced it from the middle, kind of went to the right side of the line.
Looks like Adam Osborne on the carry.
And let's see, I don't think they got it.
We've got a flag. It might be going against.
Say, we got
Mustangs.
Devin Mantilla is down here doing jumping jacks and pointing in the direction there.
Say, what kind of dance is that?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to ask Devin about that. I think he just created
this. There's always an end dance that's going on. I mean, you know what we were back in the day? I have no idea what it would be today.
What would you call the end dance back in the day?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know. I'm older than you, so I don't know. I can't remember that.
Right. What dance did Jason Sheehan do in front of his mirror in his room before he was going off to the Lady Hawkins dance?
Yeah, Jason Sheehan never danced. That's the one thing I can guarantee you. There's no rhythm.
So if I find Richie Sheehan and ask him, he's not going to have any kind of embarrassing dance stories to tell about.
No, you'll never get anything from him.
Okay, well, back to the field of play. We're going to get away from our Soul Train reminiscing dance off. I don't know what you want to call it. We're getting off track here. 3:47 to go. Rockets still up 17-0. They marked that back on North Oldham, I guess. It's going to be 3rd and 8. Faulkner comes to the line, 2 backs behind him. He fakes a handoff, drops back to pass. He has a man open, but the ball was thrown a little bit behind him and low. Receiver was unable to get it. Nice little slant pattern over the middle. Almost like a post. Ran about an 8-9 yard post over the middle. Had his man beat, had the defender on his back, and the ball was thrown to the correct side of the receiver where it needed to be. Just fell about a yard and a half short of where it should have been.
Rockets are in good position right here. You've got fourth and long. They can stop them here. This will be twice that they've stopped them. Deep in there, I mean, you're looking inside the 25-yard line, so this will be two times. And this could really just zap the confidence of the Mustangs.
It took the words out of my mouth. I know there's a lot of game left, but I think this is a backbreaker if they don't get it here. So Faulkner drops back to pass. He's got a man in the flats. He throws it to the right. The ball is caught, but he is met immediately by two Rockets. And I believe that's going to be a loss on the play.
This questionable play call right there. You want, if you're fourth and eight,
you have to throw it past the first down line.
Go to the first down. I mean, you don't want to throw it all the way across the field, throw it up in the air. You give plenty of time, especially against an athletic defense. It's so fast. You're not going to get anything out of that. But it's a really questionable play call by the Mustangs.
And good point. You know that you're talking about not just throwing a pass that's short of the first down. You're talking about throwing a pass across the field.
Yeah.
You know, that was basically from one hash to the opposite
side of the field. Yeah.
That's, you know, you have to throw the ball 25 yards, but you're only maybe getting 2 yards, even if there was nobody there. So Shelby County was able to take over on the downs there. That was fourth down. Shelby County took over. Drain comes to the line and was able to get the snap and hand the ball off, but they didn't get any kind of gain. Looks like it's going to be second and 10.
He did a great job. Met Manica right there at the line of scrimmage. Again, about four of them. That's what it takes to get him down.
Yeah, usually. So Drain looking over to the sideline, getting the play, goes back to the huddle, tells them what's going on. We've got Manica behind Drain. Drain's got Perry, and I can't tell if that's Catlett or Smith over there.
No, that's going to be Brandon Davis.
Davis, yeah. Davis goes in motion. We've got some trouble. North Oldham was all over that one. Drain took the snap and was in trouble immediately, had some pressure on him, tried to roll it around the left to make something happen. I believe he maybe got a yard or two before he was taken down. We'll call it maybe about a half a yard. Still going to be 3rd and 9. Rockets have the ball on the 23-yard line. 2:21 to go in the third quarter, leading 17-0 over the North Oldham Mustangs.
Two solid plays by the Mustangs on defense to put them at 3rd and long.
Absolutely. You got to really be impressed with the North Oldham defense to step up. I mean, you know, and they're not giving up yet. You know, they're playing hard.
You want to get the ball back quick.
They still got a chance. Drain takes the snap, and wow, that was not even a two-step drop.
Yeah.
Turns to the right, goes to fire. Had a man wide open on the slant, quick slant over there. I believe it was Catlett that was going to be open. But again, we saw it earlier. I think it was the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
North Oldham gets the hands up, bats the ball down, play over. Brings up 4th and 8, and brings up Josh Edwards out to hopefully punt and get this ball opposite side of the field.
You got a great defensive stand. And not only that, they got it back quick.
They did.
It was not a good possession for the Rockets. They didn't chew up any time at all. Another bad snap right here. And they got it down.
That's not good. Edwards is able to fall, I do believe, but a bad snap. Edwards did all he could just to even get his hands on it. Was able to recover it, but that's going to be a turnover on downs. And North Oldham is back in business right out of the gate. Going to be 1st and 10 Mustangs at about... looks like they're inside the 23. They're in the red zone. Looks like it's about maybe the 15-yard line, right inside the 15. We'll call it 14 and a half.
It's one of the phases of the game. We talk about special teams, and the Rockets have not done a great job. That's the second snap that's been bad. You've got two missed field goals.
Absolutely.
Perry didn't field that punt early on.
Right, and look at here.
We've got confusion
on defense. Shelby County was confused. Had men out of position. North Oldham's Faulkner comes in and recognizes that, and kudos to him. He comes to the line quickly, gets his squad set up, snaps the ball, hands it off to his back, who came out of there like a bullet, and just, he was not going to be stopped. But again, Rockets were kind of confused on defense. Look there, I'm not sure what happened. They had people out of position all over the place, and it was an easy little 15-yard scamper for a touchdown. North Oldham crawling back in the game, 17-6, extra point coming.
And that was your fullback, Wes Johnson, once again. He's played a really great game.
Absolutely.
We called his name several times.
Absolutely. And the kick is up and good. It's going to make it 17-7, 1:50 to go. A lot of ball game left. And you talk about special teams, just like that has turned the momentum around. This game is far from over, folks. So we're going to take a quick timeout, and we'll be back. Rockets do lead 17-7, getting ready to receive a kickoff. 1:50 to go.
Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
And welcome back here at Power 93.3. The Rockets just gave up their first touchdown on a little bit of a confused play after a mishap on special teams on a botched punt. 17-7, they're still ahead. 1:50 on the third. We got Michael Perry and Malik Manica back deep to return the kickoff. I would not be surprised to see North Odom try some kind of a squib or onside. Here comes the onside. It looks good, but right at the rocket, they are able to get down on top of the ball and recover it. I believe it first hit, who was that, Brendan Durr maybe? 52 or
yeah, 40? Number 52, like James.
Yeah, Lloyd,
I think. Lloyd
James.
Got up with the ball. Yeah, him and another guy. It just bounced perfect for the Rockets. They were able to get it, get good field position. I want to go back to Wes Johnson scored that last touchdown. And again, we talk so much about special teams, and you can't, that's one of the phases of the game. You always mention the Rockets have not done a good job with that. Wes Johnson had a great game for the
Mudbears.
77 yards out of their 138 yards tonight.
Wow.
And puts them in good position here.
Absolutely. And it was Rockets quick to get up to the line. Drain takes the snap. It looks to his right, throws it into the flat. Pass was complete. Didn't get much out of it. We're going to say he was able to bounce off the tackle. I don't know if that's
Brandon
Davis.
I think he actually may have lost a yard or not. No, it's probably about the same.
Yeah, we'll say he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they're showing
I
that.
I believe it was Davis he threw it to on the right side, but I'm not 100% certain. Nonetheless, nothing gained. Second and 10. Clock ticking down under 1:20, third quarter, 17-7 Rockets.
And that is the fourth straight play where the Rockets on offense have not been able to get any positive yardage. I mean, they've got one total yard in the last four plays, so they really need to get something because the momentum is on the Mustang side.
Good point there. Drain takes the snap, turns around, hands it off to Manica. Manica goes over to the left side, trying to get something going there, but I tell you this North Odom defense is starting to step up and have a little bit of swagger of their own, and they're bringing the lumber there. Number 42 just laid the wood there on Manica, and you don't see that very much, but John Reitenauer, 6'1" senior, I mean, came up and just blasted Manica and was able to stop him for a minimal gain, maybe one. We'll call it 3rd and 9 at the 49-yard line. So that's not typical of Malik Manica run. Drain back in the pistol, Manica behind him. Two receivers split out to the side. He's got pressure on him. Drain drops back. He avoids the sack. He's got a man open. And, wow. Threw the ball. I don't think it was going to be caught inbounds, obviously. He was about 3 yards out. But Drain did a great job avoiding the rush. He had two guys on him, had their hands on him. He was strong enough to not go down. Throw the ball downfield. Had Devin Mantee out there, but just threw it a little bit too far.
Yeah, and again,
intercepted.
Yeah, two possessions in a row where the Rockets' offense has not done well. And a big credit goes to the Mustangs' defense. The defensive line's playing really, really well right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely,
it looks like they're just playing a little harder right now than the Rockets. It really just seems that way. This attitude, you look at their side, I mean, things are going well for them.
Let's just see if we can get a good snap here. And if we get a fake on the punt. Snap to the up back, which I believe was Malik Manica, and that's going to be short. He almost got up there. I kind of like the play call a little bit. You know, I might not call it right then at that moment in that part of the field, but.
You've got one of the better punters in the state. You've got Josh Edwards. I understand you're in midfield. I mean, it's the perfect position to call a fake, but you've got a really good punter. If you can get them inside the 15, maybe inside the 10, they've got a long way to go, and your defense is still really good. That's a long way to go.
You have to almost guarantee the snapping issues on
that
the punt.
That is a good point.
Had to come into play on that.
Great point.
The Faulkner drops back for North Odom. He's looking to pass the ball down the field. He goes down the left sideline. Pass interference is going to be a 15-yard penalty. Got 10 seconds to go in the third. North Odom is already in Shelby County territory. Ball is down at the 39-yard line. So they're in business already. Rockets definitely need to step up and get some defense here. Faulkner drops back. He's got a man in his face. He does. He's got a man wide open down the right sideline. Just overthrown. Ball was underthrown a tad, actually. Receiver number 6 there. Who was that? That was Jackson Wine. 6-foot receiver had a step on his man, and ball was underthrown and looked like he was going to come down out of bounds if he was able to catch that. Regardless, But pretty good looking throw. I mean, I like the play call. But nonetheless, it's going to be 2nd and 10.
Well, they're getting aggressive right here, trying to get something going. They've got the momentum, 17-7. They're definitely in this game defensively and offensively. They've just controlled the rocket here in the last few minutes.
Yes, they have. And Faulkner drops back. It's going to be a quarterback draw up the middle. He's got pressure on him, though. That's not going to go very far.
But
he goes down.
Staten in there.
He goes down after a minimal gain, maybe gets back to line of scrimmage, possibly with a minimal gain. That's going to be the end of the quarter. Your Rockets lead 17-7.